Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
And we're joined now by the king of the course today, Ryan Brim. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hey, congratulations. Hell of a round for you, a 63?
Thanks, yeah. It was a really good day.
So well, let's go through this. I mean, you come out, you shoot a 63. You got a one-stroke lead heading into tomorrow. As you're kind of getting the round going, how did it start? How did you finish? Did you just have a good feeling all afternoon on the course?
Well, we'll see if it's leading tomorrow.
True. For now. Leading for now. True.
But either way, yeah, the day started out well and it ended well. And then in the middle, it was just kind of, you know, some good things and some not so good things, but I fought through those, Here we are. So, looking good after round one, but it starts over again tomorrow.
Current leader of the Winco Foods Portland Open, Ryan Brim. I'm saying your last name right? Brim?
Yep.
Okay, I never want to butcher that. I got a bad last name. People get it wrong all the time, so I'm pretty conscious of that. You shot an 8-under in round one. What's the lowest round you've ever had in your life?
I think we have to go back to college. I think I shot a 61 once.
So you were pretty close today, just a couple strokes.
And this golf course was much more difficult than the 61, but I would say this round's better than that one, even though the score's a little bit
What higher. Hole was it for you today that you realized you kind of had it going?
Well, coming into the day, you know, I finished pretty well last week and then, you know, flew out here. And coming into the day, just in the couple days of preparation, I felt good. So I kind of felt good just on the first hole, but you know, like we were talking earlier, you never know until you go out there and hit a few shots and get into the game.
Yeah, kind of feel it away. So you were down in Tennessee last week, it sounds like, playing in a tournament. How did you perform, and what are your thoughts so far about now traveling back out to the Northwest and playing here in Portland?
Well, last week was a good week for me. It kind of moved me up the money list a little bit and gave me a little bit of confidence. I had a pretty good final round, and coming out here to Portland is great. I'm a Michigan guy, born and raised, and it reminds me a lot of home out here.
Ryan Brim, our guest, current leader at the Winco Foods Portland Open, shot a 63 in round one ahead of Seamus Power. Great name right there as well. Anybody ever tell you, like, once the golf thing is done at some point in your life, you've got a great golf voice. Like, you're just naturally ready to go into the booth.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. No, I like that.
You throw you
like
next that. To Jim Nance at Augusta.
Yeah, you got that cool, calm, quiet demeanor where you know exactly what you're talking about, and you never have to worry about being quiet. It's perfect. I think you're cut out for it. I really do.
Hey, that would seem like a dream job right now.
Could be yours. Hey. Could be yours.
So you're a Michigan State guy. You mentioned you're from the state of Michigan. You are a Spartan. Are you a big football fan? Do you follow college football?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge football fan. I'm excited for this time of year.
How are your Spartans going to be this year? Bit of adjustment. Connor Cook's gone after however many years as a starter. Rough one in the playoff last year. What are you thinking this
Why
season?
Would you bring that up?
Yeah.
Come on.
They beat the Ducks last year, right? I had to get a little shot in there.
You know what? As a Spartan fan, we are proud to be where we are. And I know that we have aspirations of contending on a national scale, but I think all of the Spartan fans are proud of our team, and I think this year is going to be a good year. I think we're very deep. I've you know, read a lot about the team, and you know, the quarterback situation is going to be kind of up in the air for a little while, but you know, last year we knocked off Ohio State without Connor Cook. And
you did, on the road in Columbus.
That's right, I forgot about that.
We're a pretty balanced team, and we have a nice recruiting class, and I think we're going to have a good year.
And we're talking about Ryan Brim Portland, a 63, so far the leader here on the opening day of the Winco Foods Portland Open. You got any strong opinions on Jim Harbaugh?
You know, I respect Jim Harbaugh. I think the guy is a winner. I think he's a football genius, and I actually admire his antics, but you know, when we when we face off, I'm definitely. Yeah, I'll just tell you this. Last year's end of the, to the football
was
game
that the
last
craziest
year was the best
ending?
Thing that ever
We were
happened.
Getting drunk together watching that game.
Just, you're sitting there yelling at your TV. We didn't have any rooting interest.
Did you cry? You cried, didn't you?
I did naked cartwheels across the living room. It was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Ryan Brim, the leader at the Winco Foods Portland Open, taking a couple minutes to join us. What do you do the rest of the day? You're done now. Like, do you go watch guys? Do you go to a hotel? Do you go eat? Like, what's the plan now the rest of the day for you?
Well, I've eaten lunch already, so I got that out of the way, and I'm going to actually do the junior clinic.
Okay.
Head to the back of the range and do that for a little while and just kind of relax. You know, I usually just do a small warm down. I'll hit a couple putts and, you know, maybe hit a few shots on the range and, you know, make sure everything's tidy, and then just – head home, head to dinner, yeah. Watch some Netflix.
Well, like, so we go to a lot of the Blazer games, and it's funny, you go in the locker room after a brutal game. They won a close game or something, right? Mm-hmm. And you get, like, Damian Lillard and some of the other players, and they're like, hey, what club are we going to? They'll go to a club. Do you do that? Like, do golfers do that? Do they, hey, let's hit the town tonight. We got Friday tee off at, like, 9 a.m., but let's hit the town tonight.
You know, I'm sure there are a select few guys that will do that, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting a little bit older now. I'm married. I'm going to lay low.
We're winding things down a little
oh,
bit.
No.
Life,
just a little bit.
Hey, that's all right.
That's okay.
There's no shame
okay.
in that. My partner's married. He's got two kids. He feels where you're coming from. You know, I've always wondered, because I'll go out and have a round of golf, and, you know, maybe there's some money on the line with some buddies, and I can't help but feel the pressure of trying to make a 5-foot par putt when I got $20 on the line. How do you handle the emotions of a tournament like this with so much at stake for your career, a good opening round? Do you have a strategy to try and get a good night's sleep? I mean, how do you handle the mental aspect of things?
Yeah, and yeah, I think all golfers will tell you that that is the most difficult part. And I think for us out here in the Web.com Tour, you know, you have to train yourself to just really focus in on the shot, the task at hand, take it one shot at a time, you have to do the best you can to not think about the money or your position.
Right.
It crosses your mind, but if you can train and play a lot of golf, I think you can kind of get better at overcoming that.
Ryan Brim, the current leader at the Winco Foods Portland Open out here at Pumpkin Ridge for the Web.com Tour, round one, shot a 63. So when you're in your position, PGA Tour right there, you're dominating today on the Web.com Tour, you become kind of a celebrity. Who's the biggest person you've been able to meet, given your current status?
Yeah, I wouldn't classify me as a celebrity by any means, but you know, I don't know. I can't think of
no other. Like,
as of now,
who's the coolest person you've ever played golf with? Like, you humble brag. I've played 18 holes with that.
You don't
guy.
Seem like a humble bragger, but
you just
did,
drop the mic. You're like, oh,
you
yeah?
would bust this
you know,
out.
You know what's really weird? I played golf once, and I don't know why I remember this so well. I've played golf with some very successful mm-hmm. people. But when I was little, I got to play golf with Engelbert Humperdinck. And for some reason, that just sticks out in my mind.
I mean, the name is enough.
I wonder why.
It's
yeah. great. Yeah, the guy had, like, the craziest blue eyes I've ever seen in my life.
How was his game? How was his golf swing?
He was a great golfer.
Yeah, good stick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a story.
That's
that
great.
Was,
were you ever a hothead on the course? Like, as a kid, did you used to throw the clubs or slam the clubs in the grass, and you kind of had to realize, I can't do this anymore?
Well, I'll tell you what. My mom and dad always threatened the fear of God in me if I ever did that, and they would pull me off by my ears if they ever saw anything like that. So I tried to do my best, although inside, it's not always easy to... You know,
you got that urge to snap a forearm.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I get the golf etiquette. I do, and you're another level. When I'm on the course and I hit a bad shot, and
well,
I think
he throws a temper tantrum.
Yeah,
like a baby.
I mean, I'll drop an F-bomb. Yeah. I'll kind of slam the club into some rough. Like, I just can't control it sometimes, you know? I don't know how you get the chi to do that.
It's tough, but... Hey, I got to tell you a story about you were saying that you had a song for me coming on the... Regulators.
Regulators.
And... That takes me back to college. We won our first Big Ten championship listening to Regulators every morning. And on our championship rings, we got Regulators engraved on the inside.
Did
our coach
really?
Did that for us.
That
I thought that
badass.
Was hilarious. I wasn't expecting that, but that was great.
Hey, our producer's next level, man. He knows the game of golf. He's clearly heard that story along the way.
He must have talked to somebody.
Yeah.
We'll get you out of here on this one. We are kind of the brew capital of the world, not just the country, the world. I've been able to partake at all in enjoying some of the finer quality brews that we have here.
I have, and you know, where I come from, we have a lot of similar type, you know, local homegrown craft breweries, and I'm kind of a sucker for that. So yeah, I like to get out and a little bit, you know, I'll have maybe one or two.
Yeah, yeah, kind of take it easy when you're in the middle of a tournament, right?
In the middle of the tournament, it's a little bit different, but on the, you know, our weekends are Mondays
Sunday,
and Tuesdays.
Maybe? Yeah, you get that win, you got a good celebrate to do. What do you think?
There's two things that if and this is going to sound really kind of, you probably not like this, but if I could change golf at all, there's two things I would do. One, everything would be like the Waste Management Open. Everybody gets to trash talk you. They get to be loud, try to distract you. The second would be, you guys need cart girls out there. I think at times you need a Coors Light, you know? It gets hot out
somebody
there.
Somebody bring you a silver bullet, the mountains
you
are blue
to be
on
refreshed.
The 8th hole. What do you think?
Come on, Ryan. You agree with that, right?
A lot of people talk to me and they say, hey, we'd love to come watch. I said, make sure you pack a cooler.
Yeah.
It doesn't get that exciting out there.
It's going to be a hot one today, too.
Ryan Brim, the leader right now at the Winco Foods Portland Open, the web.com tour. He shot a 63-8 under. What time do you tee off tomorrow?
12:20, I believe.
12:20. So you're coming out tomorrow. Check out Ryan as he tees off at 12:20. He's aiming to win the Winco Foods Portland Open. Thanks for joining us, man. Give him a couple minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was nice little chat.
There we go. Ryan Brim, Michigan State alum, current leader out here at Pumpkin Ridge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.